Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. With as hard as 2020 has been, what can be done in 2021 to get your business back in the right direction? On the line with me is Forbes Books co-author of Authority Marketing, Adam Witte. Thank you for joining me.
Vicki, great to be with you.
Adam, are you optimistic about the business outlook for 2021? And if so, why?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. And the truth is, I am much more optimistic about 2021 for these two very important reasons. First of all, of course, uncertainty has been the theme of 2020. And the first part of that is from COVID, right? And so now we're multiple months into COVID. We know a whole lot more about it today than we did on day one, day two, day three. In fact, each day we know more, and it's creating more certainty, and it's helping us as entrepreneurs and business owners make better decisions. So that to me is a positive thing. The second is that obviously with the presidential election now behind us, that was a big driver of uncertainty in the U.S. as well. And so with that behind us, that creates certainty, at least for the next 4 years, and that is going to help open up businesses, open up markets, be a little bit more confident about the future, which is going to help business get done more quickly.
What can business people be doing as they are planning for next year and all of the unknowns that it holds?
Well, the first thing is you've got to have a flexible and adaptable attitude. There was a great saying in the NFL by a very famous NFL quarterback, and he said the best NFL quarterbacks have really short memories. Meaning that, you know, you go on the field, you get sacked, you come off, and, you know, a couple minutes later, you got to go back out and do it again. And so I think business owners and entrepreneurs have to put 2020 behind them. They've got to close the door. They can't dwell on it. And they've got to see 2021 as a whole new ball game. The other thing that I would say is because there is so much that's changing because of the pandemic, instead of looking at it as a whole year and planning your year from January to December, I would recommend that you break your year into four equal parts. So in other words, treat a quarter like January, February, and March almost as a mini year. So you're really planning for January, February, and March. And then sometime in March, you're now planning for April, May, and June, and so on down the line. Because there's still so much uncertainty, it's really hard to predict for December of next year right now. So instead, just plan for the next 3 months coming up.
What are some of the things that your company has done to overcome the challenges of 2020 and prepare for 2021?
We have had an attitude of be resilient and be adaptable. And the first thing we've done is we've been very proactive in talking to our customers. And we've had grace and understanding if a customer says, hey, you know, I just can't pay you right now, or hey, I need extended payment terms. I've always believed that people will remember you when you do things like that, and they will come back when times get better. So I think you've got to be adaptable, and you've got to listen and proactively communicate with your customers. I think also you've got to be really transparent and honest and open with your team. Whether you have a team of 5 people, 50 people, or 500 people, people watch the news. They know what's going on out in the world. And if things aren't rosy in your business, but you act like they are, you know, they're going to see you as a con and they're not going to believe anything that comes out of your mouth. So you've got to level with your team. You've got to tell them what's really going on. You've got to show them the adjustments, the changes, the modifications the business is making to adapt to this new reality. And most importantly, you've got to ask your team for their help. The third and final thing that I would say is you might need to create new products or new services to meet people where they are today. In our business, we created a line of really quick, cost-effective products that people could purchase and implement almost immediately because of the pandemic. People were much more tight with their spending, and people needed results much, much more quickly. So we adjusted our product line to meet people where they were. So those are three quick things.
I'm speaking with Adam Witte, co-author of Authority Marketing. Adam, some businesses were forced to have their employees work remotely from home, and now they've decided to stick with remote work. What kind of impact is that going to have on how business is conducted?
So I think there are pros and cons. And if your eyes wide open, I think a lot of the cons can be managed proactively. So the pros are that, number one, most people seem to be much happier with the flexibility of being able to work from home. People are reporting that they're happier, they're healthier, they're spending more time with their children and with their spouse. And all of those things are really, really positive. The other positive is if people are working at home and not in an office, you as a business may be able to save money, whether it's rent or parking or, you know, the lunches or the janitorial service that came in every night to clean the office. You as a business might be able to save some of that money, which probably will help a lot of people because of this pandemic. Now, the downside is that when people aren't together, collaboration and brainstorming and what I call working together can sometimes get displaced. And so what that means is people need to use video-based communication as much as they possibly can, because although it's not in person, it's closer than the telephone when you can see somebody when you're talking to them. The other thing that I would say is even people that are working at home, it's really great if either weekly or biweekly the company can have in-person get-togethers. Now, I don't just mean socializing, but I mean company meetings, company brainstorm sessions, strategic get-togethers where people that are on a team are at least meeting in person weekly, biweekly to keep the benefits of that in-person going. And then, of course, training and developing people, it's a lot harder to do virtually than it is in person. And so training and education for your team, it's great if you can schedule that in person as well.
Many speaking engagements, trade shows, music festivals, and other in-person events aren't happening right now, but businesses still need to do marketing. So what are some ways that they can use those marketing dollars that would have gone to those events?
Yeah, so small businesses in America, believe it or not, the number one way that they get new customers is through in-person selling, in-person events, and in-person interaction. And so with COVID and the uncertainty, even in 2021, you've got to find different ways to reach people and get them attracted to your business. The other big challenge when in-person goes away is that it's harder to create and build trust with prospective customers. You know, when you meet somebody in person, when you break bread with somebody, trust is built very quickly. But when everything is virtual, people are far more skeptical. So things like PR and media, so being interviewed as an expert on your topic, that can build trust, that can build your authority as an entrepreneur. It can also build authority for your business. Writing and publishing a book is also a great way to build authority. And if you mail your book to a prospective customer, it instantly builds trust and they ultimately and quickly see you as an expert. All of that can be integrated with your digital marketing, you know, places like Facebook or LinkedIn and Twitter, Google search, but it can also be integrated with any offline marketing that you might do. So during this time when in-person events have really come to a halt, you've got to think, how can I more quickly build trust with my customers? And how can I take that trust and that authority that I have and use that in digital marketing and with offline marketing too?
I've been speaking with Adam Witte, co-author of Authority Marketing. Adam, how can people get your book?
Yeah, so to get the book, of course, Amazon.com, just type in Authority Marketing or visit AdvantageFamily.com, AdvantageFamily.com, and you can get the book there as well.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.